Hey, good morning. It's actually morning here. Welcome to the Gonzo Chronicles. This is your host, Cyrus Alderwood. I'm flying solo today. Hey, I want to say a special thanks to these cats out here from Norfolk, Virginia for the lead-in music. This is Blues Hammer, for those who have never heard of them. They're actually one of them, the lead singer there and the harp player, friend of mine, Pat C. These guys decided to start a blues band out in Norfolk, Virginia. Just cut an album. They had to delay their release party, but they sent me a copy and said I could use whatever song I wanted as bumper music into the show. So many thanks, guys. I certainly appreciate that. If you're on Facebook, anybody, make sure you go out and you check out Blues Hammer online there. So anyway, let's give you a little bit more here. I want to move to another track that's funny. Reefer Smoking Woman. It's good stuff. Seriously, folks, if you don't like the blues, I'm not sure we can be friends. Couple more seconds of this one, see what you think.
I got a reefer smoking woman. She'll smoke whatever going around. I got a reefer smoking woman. Smoke whatever going
now. All right. Won't give too much of Blues Hammer's music away, but they're gonna be able. You can actually PayPal them if you visit them on Facebook. It's spelled BLUZHAMMER. So special thanks to Pat C, Paul Ronson, Scott Alexander, Dale Hall, Sean the Kid, Catley, and special guest Cal Heyman on keyboards. Thanks a bunch, man. That's some great music. I'm loving this album. I want to do a short show today. It's morning. I usually do these shows in the evening, and I'm flying solo today. It's going to be actually, considering we're all under lockdown, and I'm in Virginia, so I guess my ass clown governor is going to keep us locked down until June 10th for some reason. Anyway, I just thought I'd do it. We're heading into the weekend. I've actually got a busy day ahead of me, so I wanted to do a quick show. And special thanks again to Elizabeth Cooper from the Caffeinated Cooper Show. Enjoying my morning cappuccino out of the mug she sent me. And don't worry, I've had people ask if Elizabeth was coming back on, and Heidi yet as well. So Heidi was on the last show. I talked to Elizabeth. She's going to be doing some shows too. So yeah, no worries, man. I know everybody liked them better than me. So that's okay. I'll keep having them back. I do love having guests and talking about some things, because sometimes flying solo, not the most fun thing to do on a show, but I do have an information-packed show. We're going to keep it short today here on the Gonzo Chronicles. And as usual, if you go to the Facebook page for the Gonzo Chronicles, the stuff we talk about, I'm going to put links up for you so you can go right directly to them. Today, we're going to talk about something really, really powerful called the Forbidden Bookshelf. Actually, that sounds pretty ominous, don't you think? The Forbidden Bookshelf, who's keeping books away from you? But believe it or not, here in America, where free speech supposedly reigns, we don't ban books. Other nefarious things happen to make sure certain books stayed out of the public eye. And a few years back, a guy by the name of, I believe his name is Mark Crispin Miller, went around to all these publishing companies that had these books that were forbidden, that they had the rights to but never put on the shelves for certain reasons, whether it's our government didn't want that to happen, or corporate influence, or powerful influence kept those books from coming to light. This guy goes and buys up the rights to all of them, and what does he do? He says, screw it, I'm making them public. Now you can buy all these books on Amazon. So what kind of books do you think our government, our FBI, our CIA, the powers that be in government and that run national security and foreign policy, would not want people to read? Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? How much education are we actually getting about truth and honesty? Because we certainly don't get it from our media. And these stories in these books have been out there for the media to grab onto and talk about for a long time, but in some cases decades, and they don't do it. Why? I'm going to drop some things on you. I want you to, if you have a pen, jot them down. I want you to take some notes, look them up, do your own research. Don't take anything I say on the show as gospel. Just go dig your own, because I could be wrong on things. Wouldn't be the first time, sure as I won't be the last. So I want you to do your own research on these things. First of all, why does the media not give you truth in things? Project Mockingbird. Go look it up. Actually, they collaborated with the CIA long time ago to control the narrative of public media. Don't believe me? Sounds like BS. Maybe it is, but go look it up. Dig around for yourself. The Forbidden Bookshelf has a lot of books on it. And I stumbled onto this a few years ago, and I picked up a book about JFK and his silent war on the national security establishment that may have actually, in this book, talked about may have led to his assassination. So did Oswald do it, or were there other nefarious players in the military-industrial complex, the mafia, the other scenarios that might have happened? Because, let's face it, JFK pissed off a few people. He got elected president, started speaking truth to power. And then that fateful day in Dallas, the rest is history. And we all know what happened. So that was a very powerful, eye-opening book for me. And I'll link that up on the Gonzo Chronicles Facebook page. But another book that actually rang true off the Forbidden Bookshelf, and if you go do a Google search on Forbidden Bookshelf, you'll see all kinds of things pop up. There's actually over 20-some books on this Forbidden Bookshelf. I bought one by a guy named Christopher Simpson. It was called Blowback. And it's the true story of how U.S. intelligence organizations employed Nazi war criminals in clandestine warfare and propaganda against the USSR and progressive movements worldwide that were claimed to be Soviet pawns. This book, I'm just reading this from this page here, it includes a new previously suppressed introduction by the author on the CIA's declassification of Nazi-related records. So this book is actually referring to what was called Operation Paperclip. Again, go look this up on yourself. This is freaking eye-opening. Our government, after World War II, when we are... intelligence agencies, our State Department, we brought literally war criminal Nazis into America, gave them jobs in the Department of Defense and the Department of State. A lot of people think that we just went after scientists like Wernher von Braun, who helped develop NASA. No, we didn't just go after scientists. We went after people who had a rabid hatred of the Soviet Union because we were starting it. We were getting into a Cold War with them, and we needed people who were just experts in propaganda against the Soviets. So we bring war criminals over. Now, don't think that the Soviets didn't do similar things like that, those that hated America. They did. So, I mean, a lot of countries did things like this. But this is particularly called Operation Paperclip. Hey, if you want to red pill somebody, just go. I saw this on Twitter earlier today. Somebody said, hey, if you want to find a way to make that face mask fit properly that we all have to wear in public now, just Google Operation Paperclip. It'll tell you everything you need to know. I thought, that's awesome. Somebody just totally red-pilled people right there. So people who have no idea what Operation Paperclip is, and they're just looking to, you know, get their mask to fit properly on their face. Yeah, you just expose some new information to people. That's true information that people need to know. So while we're all on quarantine and lockdown, I'm just trying to read as much as I possibly can. So I've been looking into a lot of different books, and I know some of these sound a little off the wall, and we talk about some weird stuff here on the Gonzo Chronicles, but these are some really powerful books. So while you're not doing anything, you don't have the excuse of, I don't have time to read. You have plenty of time right now. And especially those who are considered non-essential, which I hate that word. If you're listening to this and you've been furloughed or laid off or waiting to go back to work, trust me, you're essential. I hate the way they describe workers, non-essential. I don't know. And I'm not politically correct either, that plays around with words, but that just irks me. We're all essential to somebody. And hey, at least essential to ourselves, all right? So hopefully everybody gets called back to work soon, everything gets back to normal. But in the meantime, read some things, expand your mind, and learn some things. You know what blew my mind one night? I was watching late night TV, and I saw Prince on there. Prince, of all people, red-pilled me into something brand new I had no idea and had to go out and do research on. Did you know that we had, I think it was six presidents of the United States before George Washington? No, you're saying no, we didn't. Yeah, we did. That seems like it's pretty important information I should have learned in civics class growing up and in history, but no one taught it to me. It's like it was erased. I went and looked it up. Actually, we had a Continental Congress before we actually started having elections. And when George Washington was elected in our system of our republic, in that system. So the Continental Congress would actually appoint people to serve as president of the United States. We had six of them. They were pretty important to get us through the revolutionary period, too. Why do we not know about them? Because there's so much we just don't know. And now that we're kind of like locked down for a while, we have an opportunity to learn a lot of things, explore a lot of things, just fill our curiosity and find out kind of what's really happening in the real world out there. So take some time, do some research on the Forbidden Bookshelf. Blowback by Christopher Simpson, America's Recruitment of Nazis and Its Destructive Impact on Our Domestic and Foreign Policy. That book blew my hair back reading that. Almost as much as the JFK, the Silent War book. So that was pretty powerful. If you want to get started, the one you probably want to take a look at was, if I can find it here on this list, I think it's Lords of Creation. The Lords of Creation by Frederick Allen. And it's all about the 1% in American history and how they constructed the system that we live in to keep the 1% rich and the rest of us kind of fighting to get there. That was pretty powerful, which actually led me to another book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is all about our Federal Reserve System, how it was set up, the corruption, and gosh, just god-awful influence this organization has wielded since its inception. That's powerful stuff. Again, these are things you should have been taught, we should have learned through the media, but we have, a media with an agenda on both sides, right and left. And somewhere in the middle there, truth gets lost, real history gets lost, and real history isn't taught much anymore in these schools. It certainly wasn't when I was growing up either. I'm not throwing off on teachers now, but I have two older sisters, both are teachers. They're not real thrilled with the system either. So that was a really interesting book. Another one that'll blow your hair back is called The Phoenix Program by Douglas Valentine. I bought this one as well. So I've gotten three or four books off this list, so I'm sure I've got a red flag next to my name somewhere for buying books like this. But The Phoenix Program, the subtitle is America's Use of Terrorism in Vietnam, or America's Use of Terror in Vietnam. Imagine somewhere in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War, remote control planes were flown into buildings and blamed on another segment of the population to keep them at bay. Did our CIA really do that? Sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? Planes flying into buildings? Now, I'm not putting one or two, I'm not obviously not comparing them, so don't think I am. Because we all, I had my beliefs on 9/11, and, we all saw what happened. Is it entirely the truth? I don't know. We may never know. But the point is, this book called The Phoenix Program, you can actually Google that as well, and you'll get some information. YouTube probably has videos on there on all of this stuff. I certainly know that the guy who put these books together, Mark Crispin Miller, if you do a search for him on YouTube, you'll find several videos of him talking. And you'll actually find one specifically talking about Blowback, that particular book. But it just fascinated me that our government would bring over war criminals, horrible people too. And as you read through the book, they actually name names. They document who these people are, what they did, and what role and power they got in our own State Department, Department of Defense, and media. All right, let's not forget they were in the media too. Operation Mockingbird. Go look that up. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of drop these crazy things on you today, give you something to research, something to read over the weekend. These are some crazy times, and let's shine a light on a lot of things that we didn't know before and start questioning the narrative of everything, not just right or left. I think that's where the right and left want us, kind of at each other. So let's start questioning everyone's motives, everyone's narrative. Media, elected officials, from the most basic local elected officials in your hometown, to your governors, to your senators, to your president, no matter what party, where they're from. We owe it to ourselves, we owe it to our country to have that mentality. And quite frankly, we owe it to ourselves and our country to start learning as much as we can during this period. So we can maybe, we come out of this coronavirus thing to have a better world. It's up to you and me anyway, right? So anyway, that's my two cents for the day. Like I said, I'll post this stuff up on the Gonzo Chronicles Facebook page. And also, I wanted to mention again, if you're reading some books, tossing something in your cart there on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, I'd appreciate if you'd look one of my books up too. I have two books out in the Gonzo series, Gonzo Chronicles series, but I have so much other stuff I've written, from comedy to horror to things in between, even a biblical thriller called Revelation Calling. So I don't use Patreon. I pay for all this out of pocket. And like you, I'm sitting at home, no income. So if anybody wants to buy a book, you get something in your hands, and I'll probably make about 2¼ off of it, to be honest. So you get something, I get something, and I don't have to have a Patreon asking people to make donations. Yeah, I don't like doing that anyway. I'd much rather you read a good book. But if you do read a good book, if you read anything off the Forbidden Bookshelf, let me know what you think. I'm curious as to what you guys would think about Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, and the Phoenix Project. So, do some digging around this weekend, and let me know what you think. Hey, thanks again for tuning in to the Gonzo Chronicles. We'll be back soon. We're going to have some cool guests. Actually, I got somebody from the Friday the 13th franchise that's going to come on. And another guy who runs a lot of these Facebook pages for horror, who gets literally thousands of people following on these pages. We're going to talk about the best and worst of horror films, and get some other guests. Elizabeth Cooper and Heidi Gadd will certainly be back on. And anyway, thanks again, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And I will talk to you soon.